Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
What up, homie?
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Hey, mamas. Welcome.
Things are looking up. The weather has
turned. Are they?
Well, it's not 10 degrees anymore. Everyone, lower your panties and pour yourself a hot beverage, a laxative tea, and enjoy the show. Snooki, you're looking ravishing this morning.
I had to go into the Snoopy shop this morning because, wait, everyone's up in arms about my stuffed animal coming out, my plushie.
Oh, it's not even out yet?
It comes out Monday. So I had to go to my store and do some like promos for that. And I'm working with the New Jersey Devils because they're doing like a Jersey Shore night. So I had to do some videos for what's it called? Like the Megatron?
Yeah, the Jumbotron.
Yeah. I'm sure everyone's gonna boo me. Whatever.
Are you gonna be there at the live show?
I mean, at the concert? No, because I have sports to go to. But I think Dina's going. It's a Jersey Shore night, so you guys can grab your tickets. It's Wednesday, I think. Is it Wednesday?
Are they going to do like a heated rivalry scene where Ronnie and
Mike
make out on the ice?
Ew. Oh, yeah. Imagine.
Wow. Maybe I'll pull up. Hockey's
yeah,
all
so
the rage.
I had to do some videos, and that's why I have makeup on today.
Well, I don't have any makeup on. I look like I got hit by a bus. I tried a new volumizing shampoo and my hair was... Oh, God, look at my hair.
Well, I like your hat.
Well, thank you. I robbed it. I did an influencer scam.
He stole it from the Snooki shop.
No, it's an influencer scam because I posted about it and I linked it. So I wonder how many sales. Probably sold out by now. But yeah, I saw this on...
Sold out.
The Snooki shop website, or not the website, the social media. And I rarely like... Not that I rarely like anything, but there's never anything for me. Like, you know, I stopped cross-dressing a couple months ago, so... I don't have, and you don't carry men's clothes there. So it's like, I rarely see something. And I'm not even saying this, Nicole, and you probably didn't realize that you have what high quality this is. But this hat is one of the nicest hats I've ever had in my life. The quality
How much
are these? Are they expensive? You should try
what,
at least
how much
$60.
I sell them?
I would sell for $60. This is the most, like, the hats
$60.
I would buy at Bloomingdale's. No, not really, but the quality, it's a camouflage hat.
I think I sell them. I only sell them in Nashville because it's like a cowboy theme.
Yeah,
but I think it's like $35.
Do they make? Does this brand make other ones? I want them. It says "Kiss Me Cowboy" on it, but the font, ladies, I'm going to get it in detail here.
It's embroidered.
It's embroidered in this beautiful like golden bronze font, and the Realtree on the thing isn't like some cheap like Walmart Realtree. It's like a real nice designer Realtree.
I'm trying to see if this brand can do the Snooki shop embroidered.
The hat fits me better than any hat I've ever had. Most hats make me look like a dumper. This is like my favorite hat. So I want to find out who makes these, and I want to make all different flavors.
No, yeah, I'll let you know. That is so your aesthetic.
Oh, it so is. Maybe I'll do a collab. I'll do a Snooki shop collab where I do my own pop-up hat, and all the proceeds go to my phone bill. But I love it. So yes, that's where I got my hat. I'm just scamming influencers all over the towns. I have to make blueberry muffins today.
Ooh.
I've never made these before, but these are the Crusties ones, and they come with a real blueberry can in it. I'm excited.
Yummy.
But yeah, ladies, let's get down to business now. You're working. I like your shirt.
That's sold out. I have to order more. This is literally my favorite Snooki shop shirt because it's like oversized and it's so cozy. I forgot to wear a bra today, and we were doing social media posts, so you might see the knockers flying around, but it's fine.
You can't say anything. Do you have to wear a bra every day?
Yeah, I'm supposed to, but I don't. I don't really care. I don't care.
Well, your nipples aren't going to fall out, but it's like maybe uncomfortable.
Well, now I'm not wearing a jacket because, like you said before, even though it's like 38 degrees, it feels like it's summer.
It's
feels
hot
like
out.
It's 70
it's right.
degrees.
I'm over it already. It's
I'm
hot.
Sweating.
I'm sweating myself as well. Peaky, get out of there. It's literally 35 degrees, but like the heat's half on, half off. And just running around, being a full-time mom, it's like, I can only imagine it's going to get sweltering this summer. We're going to have to move to Antarctica.
Ugh.
Oh, Lord.
Isn't it hot in Paris?
It's hot. It's the same as here. I'm going to kill my kid. Get out of here.
I'm calling
the cops. He has his big party tomorrow, and he's wiling out. Peaky, there's still tickets. You can still RSVP and come to our Peaky party.
Oh, yeah. So how's the party going? It's tomorrow.
So
what time does it start?
At 1 o'clock. If you've been living under a rock, I'm dabbling in my philanthropy work. I don't have a job, but I do charity work, and I'm a lady who lunch. So I'm throwing a charity gala tomorrow in New York City from 1 to 4 at Ray's Bar on Christie Street in Lower East Side. It's free to come; anyone can come. And Peaky and I are hosting, and it's a benefit for my vet. So we have they have a charity. You know how vet bills are expensive. How expensive it's like.
Horrendous.
If you go for a checkup. My dog ate a coffee bean. It almost cost $600 to go get it vomited out.
I feel like vet bills and animal bills are more expensive than human bills.
They are, because they know they got you. They know they got you.
Like, yeah. They know you're obsessed with you're obsessed with your animal, and you would do anything to keep them alive.
Yeah, like legally they can't do that to kids, but like they can do it to animals, and like, they know that you're going to pay because they don't want your kids
to
die. Your dogs die. So they fucking rape you with fucking bills. But so that's why anywhere you go, vet bills are expensive. So my vet has a thing called a patient relief fund. So it's a fund that they have that they keep for patients or dogs that are, their bills are too high that they can't afford the bills, so it goes to help people out that need money for their vet bills. Because it pops up on you. It's not like, you know, like everyone, you know, has little savings here and there, but like you never expect your dog to fucking
swallow
a screw and and almost die. So this is going to benefit that, but not only that, it's an adoption event, a dog adoption event from Rescue City. There's going to be real adoptable puppies. They're 11 week old puppies. There's like going to be like 12 of them, and you can play with the puppies and you can adopt the puppies there. At the charity event. So yeah, I mean, Peaky are hosting. Melanie's coming from Snap Society, and she's going to be doing the photo booth, so you can get real professional photos with Peaky and me, or the dogs, or the dogs you're adopting, or just your girlfriends. Lake Hour's doing the cocktail, so every cent from the Lake Hour cocktails, which is like a canned cocktail, which is so good, it's my new obsession. Canned cocktails goes to the charity. Yeah, so just in my profile, in my link in bio, there's a RSVP. RSVP, just so I know who's coming. You don't have to RSVP if you forget. Just show up. And it's going to be a gay old time. So tomorrow.
Did you check the RSVP? Is there a lot of people coming already?
There is. There's about 100 people coming.
Oh, come on, Crusaders. Get your shit together.
We need more than 100 people. And I don't care.
100 people is a decent amount, though.
Yeah, it's a bar.
That's a good start.
And it's not a gala. It's literally at a bar. It's a fun bar, though. It's a wild, fun bar. Yeah, so there's, you know, we're going to hang out, play with the pups, sip, and kiki. I just hope I don't get too turned.
That's the point.
I know, but I haven't drank, and I have been.
I wouldn't do it right away. You haven't drank. Yeah. I feel like you were just out the other day. You didn't have a cocktail?
No, I went to an event last night, and I didn't have a cocktail. We drank seltzer. I know.
Are you pregnant?
No, quite the opposite.
That is fucking weird.
I started my new medication.
I would never go to an event and not have a drink.
Well, that's why we left right away. I'm in my new tirzepatide, which is like my GLP-1 medicine. So, and I've been doing Weight Watchers. Uh-huh. So I lost like 12 pounds since I took my laxative last week.
You were looking so good and young.
I know. So my stomach is so flat right now, and I don't want to fuck it up. So I don't want to drink anything to ruin it. But I've been taking my laxative tea, my smooth move tea, my GLP-1s, and just.
Joey's on his health kick again.
I know.
Do you guys remember when he was like counting his macros and stuff? And we were like, we miss drunk, slobby Joey.
I just got the scale out yesterday. I had to measure chicken breasts. It was 9 ounces. And I've been going to the gym.
See, I'm not that crazy.
Wait, so Billy and I did a couples thing. We went to the gym together. Have you ever been to the gym with Gianni?
No, that's like my dream.
Mine too. And I've been nagging him. Yeah. So this beautiful gym I go to. And he goes, I have my own gym. I said, okay, well, your gym doesn't have a fucking assault pool. I think it was on Valentine's Day. Yeah, Valentine's Day. So we went over to Valentine's Day, and we walked in, we did a little stretch together, and like he went and
what
did
kind
his
of
thing.
Stretch?
Like he was doing all wild things. I was just trying to like fit in. I didn't know what I was
did
doing.
Did he stretch you and like spread eagle you?
No, sick. So we went there, and then he went on his way to work out in his section. I worked out in my section, but I was such a stalker. I was like hiding behind machines, like videotaping him, like zooming in, like seeing what he was doing.
Were you pretending like you didn't know him, and you were like, ooh,
oh yeah, like
what a cutie in the gym,
stranger.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I should have, but he would probably hit me with a dumbbell.
Yeah, you could have role played.
He would hit me, but it was so fun. And like, if you don't have that's what you want to go. Like, even if it's just your friend or whatever, just having someone there, it's just something about having a workout buddy makes you want to do it, or like, you know, show up or feel accountable. Like, I don't have anyone to go to the gym with, but my neighbors upstairs just joined the same gym, so we're gonna try to go together.
It's happening.
So we worked out. I got, like, you know, did all this stuff. And then they have this, like, bathhouse spa thing in the gym. So we went to that, where you go into, like, the hot tub. And then there's, like, a red light therapy sauna. Then there's a salt room sauna.
I just bought a red light belt, because it says it's, like, good for your skin and it goes around your stomach. But also, it's very good for puppies.
I know. You'll put it on your dog.
It's supposed to lengthen their life.
They're alive.
Yeah. So I just started that.
I had a red light mask that a facialist gave me. And that red light therapy, if you don't know what it does, it basically makes like everything rejuvenate.
Oh, it's like the new thing.
It gives you collagen. It fixes scars, acne scars. It does everything in the sun. So people are like sleeping in red light beds and like red light, green light. So there's this mask I had from the Omnilux mask, but then I had it and I was like, I seldomly used it. That means sometimes, only once in a while.
So
when I get here, when I'm drunk at my house and people are here, I just start filling people's bags up with shit. I'm like, oh, here, take this. So Poppy, like, I threw it in Poppy's bag. I was like, he can use it. He was turning 70. Here's a red light mask. You can use it.
Wait, did Poppy have a drink yet?
No, he's still off the sauce. I know.
Goodbye.
We're going to have to spike it.
Does he know you only live once? Like, what?
I know. He took the red light mask, but now I want it back because I forgot how good it is. But, yeah, also for the dogs, you can wrap your dog in it and it changes your life. But, yeah, the gym has a red light little room that you can sit in. So we did that. And then I did drink that day.
Okay.
And then we went and had, like, you know, I didn't cook because after the gym, I didn't feel like getting the kitchen dirty. So I was going to make that big soup, but it takes forever to cook. So we didn't do that. We ended up going to Lion's Bar, which is like this bar that has a really good burger in the East Village. So we had that. And then we met our friends over at a bar.
What friends?
My neighbors upstairs. I've been hanging out with them.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Are you guys like besties now?
Yeah. Well, Billy and him talk about the sports, and me and Taylor talk about all the girl stuff. And, like, you know, she's a crusader, and she's, you know, she's fun, and she likes all the fun stuff that we like. You have to meet her one day.
Nice.
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
I didn't do shit. Everybody was sick. All my kids were sick.
Ugh.
So, yeah, we just had, like, a nice, cozy day. You know, we just sat on the couch, and we watched movies, and we ate like shit, and it was very refreshing. And yeah. I had the fireplace on because it was cold, so it was like a nice, cozy day. But yeah, everybody was sick. There's a stomach bug going around, so
get out of here.
Well, you might want it.
I want it.
Skinnier.
I do actually want it, yeah, but I don't want to throw up. I just want it out of my ass. I hate throwing up.
I hate when it comes out of your nose. Ugh.
I mean, I like throwing up if it is, like, if I choke on something and I gag and throw up. I don't want to be, like, nauseous, bent over, like vilely sick.
No, that watery feeling before you have to throw up, that's the worst feeling in the entire world. I hate it.
I don't want that, but if I do, like, you know, like choke on something and then I vomit, then I'm fine with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Like, I don't mind that.
Look at my outfit. I look like a slob kebab. When was the last time you threw up?
I don't know. I had to, like, put my finger down my throat because I had the nauseous feeling, but it wasn't going away. So it's like, I just need to get it over with. Like, you just need to, like, hype yourself up, look yourself in the mirror and say, let's just get this over with.
But I feel
and
like I'm
just
doing it right
gag yourself and then it comes out.
I feel like I'm going to throw up right now. I remember when it was. It was when we were in Atlantic City. And we were at a restaurant, and you had the fucking stomach bug. That was disgusting.
I had the worst stomach bug, and I was really trying to rally. I was like, maybe it'll go away if I have like a ginger ale. So yeah. when we got to dinner, I was like feeling so nauseous, but
woozy,
I was like, maybe
if you will.
I was like, maybe if I sip on this ginger ale and I have some bread, I'll feel fine. So I ordered a ginger ale, and then I ordered a ginger ale with vodka because I had a club appearance.
Yes.
and I had to work. It wasn't just for fun. So I was like, oh, let me try and like have a drink. No, bitch. I ran out the restaurant and I threw up in the lobby, and I had to tell like the people there. I was like, I swear to God, I'm not like drunk or wasted. Like, I don't feel good. And they were like, yeah, we know. We see you. You haven't been drinking all day. I'm like, I'm so sorry. So I had to run up to the room. I rested. I took, did I take Zofran? I don't think we had Zofran.
We didn't have Zofran. We gave you like...
Well, I took something. Yeah, Imodium or whatever. And I overdosed on that. And I went to the club appearance for 30 minutes. I felt so bad. But yeah, that's probably the last time I threw up.
I know. I had to take over for
that
you.
That was the worst feeling.
It was disgusting.
Ugh.
So your kids had they were throwing up?
Yeah, and they were nauseous. They didn't feel good. So
drama.
It was just a cozy weekend.
Do you buy your kids Valentine's Day gifts?
I do.
My father always bought me Valentine's Day gifts.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not like Christmas where you're getting presents.
It's like whoever you love. It's not just your romantic partner. It could be also someone that you love. I made cinnamon muffins for my loved
Yum.
Ones.
Yum. I love cinnamon stuff.
And heart-shaped things.
Cute.
I'm nauseous now. I really think I'm going to throw up.
Ew, it's because you're talking about it. Or maybe you got the stomach bug.
I've been drinking Smooth Move tea. Do you drink laxative tea? I'm obsessed.
No. I don't. I feel like I don't like the unknown. Like, if you have to, like, do a fart. Yeah, I don't like it. Like, if you have to do a fart and you're, like, at, like, Target and it just comes out and you just shit your pants and you have to walk around because you sharted.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of sharting.
I'm not either, but I just know it's, I never fart anyway because when I'm on my belly exit, because I know it's just going to pour out of my ass. But I'm drinking the Smooth Move. I used to drink the Ballerina tea, but now I'm onto the Smooth Move tea and I'm liking it. It doesn't cramp your stomach.
I feel like every time I try those teas, it gives me cramps. Like it hurts my stomach.
No, it's not hurting. It just really works. Because when I'm taking the Ozempic, not the Ozempic, I take Zepbound. I don't want to misgender my journey. On my GLP-1, it constipates you because it binds you up. And plus, I'm not eating a lot of fiber and stuff. I've just been doing lots of protein. So I'm backed up. So this really lets things go.
We talked about this last week. Let's get colonics.
Oh, can we do that soon?
I really think we should get a colonic. Where do they do that? Like around here?
I'm sure they do it in I can find a spot in a minute. But were you in the same room with me? Are you doing a cameo?
Well, do any Crusaders do colonics?
Yeah, let us know.
Because me and Joey want to do a colonic.
But we want to do a joint colonic. We want to share one tube. We want to stick one tube up my ass, one tube up Spooky's ass.
Ew, so it mixes?
So we don't know whose is whose when it comes out. We have to guess whose poo is whose. Guess the poo.
Yours is going to be like tar.
Tacos.
Yeah, mine will be like baby poops.
I love colonics. It's right before the spring too. I'm never usually excited for summer or spring, but I am excited a little bit just for cooking and gardening and stuff and flowers. I'm just excited about that and getting to wear cuter outfits, Parisian outfits. And I'm gonna try to get back to the homeland
I was going to ask you when you were trying to get back, because you do have a flight there.
I do have a flight there. I just have to get a job first. I have to beef up on my influencing scamming.
Like you're doing great with that.
Well, thank you. Let me tell you about my new endeavor. I told you about last week, and I've been working on it all week long. So
all over that.
No, I have. I've been going to cyber cafes. Or just coffee shops. That's the thing that everyone did.
Cyber cafes where I wrote the note?
Yes. It's not like that.
That's literally where I wrote the note.
I know. They don't have cyber cafes anymore, but it's everyone in the city, since pandemic, they don't go to work into the office anymore. They work from home. So everyone's working from these coffee shops. And it's a whole army of, not army, it's a whole cult of places that, and everyone, the who's in the know talks about like on like the underground webs on the webs on like on TikTok and stuff like that of like what are the best places to go and what are the rules. Some places only let you stay 30 six, like a half hour, an hour. Some people hide the Wi-Fi password, so there's like so everyone like goes on if like once you get the Wi-Fi password and like thing you like they share it on these underground TikToks like sharing like, okay, I'll give you the password and I'll DM me and I'll give you the password for the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, because they said they have to make money somehow.
So yeah, like so with you buy going drink, in. You have to buy drinks and stuff and like, you know, or food. So some are like restaurants, but a lot of them are hotel lobbies.
Wait. What? We should open a cyber cafe bar with cats.
Oh, they have one. They have it.
A cyber cafe bar with cats?
I don't think it's a bar, but it's like, you know.
No, you need to be able to order drinks.
Oh.
Like alcoholic beverages.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's not.
With pizza and cheese fries. Do your work. And then kitty cats are running around.
Yep. And you can drink on the job.
Oh, my God. Nobody steal that. That is our idea.
It's happening.
So I've been going to these and bringing my laptop and like working on things. But every, you know, and it's like such a thing. And if you know of any good ones, let me know. But I've been going to like a lot of hotel lobbies have them. So like hotel lobbies or
ooh,
like,
mira.
Like you just sit there and you order coffees and you get your laptop and you get your work done. We try to do that sometimes. We end up just drinking though and we get in trouble. You know,
the last time we did that, we brought our laptops and stuff. We were trying to be professional and then we just kept ordering martinis.
I was crying. Remember?
What'd you cry? No.
Yes, you remember. We brought the laptops. And you walked in the restaurant and I was in shambles before a live show.
Wait, where was... Oh.
I was going
you were a
through
fucking
it.
Mess. I'm like, can we just cancel it?
I was in a deep like, depression.
I was like, just go home.
And I was waiting for you to get there so I could start bawling. So I've been going to the cyber cafes and working on my... Now, it's something that you don't... I don't think you need for this because you have enough income. But my thing I've been doing is I went to curate my recommendations list. So this thing called ShopMy, everyone knows about it. It's basically, you know, it's like everyone's own personal store, like own website store with recommendations of all the things they love. Every celebrity's on it. And you go to your page. And so like it's broken down into categories. So I have to work. It's a lot of hard work. You have to find the right links and make sure it's the real link. And you have to get a good picture of it. And you have to type a little blurb about like why you like it and stuff. So I have gotten through. I've done kitchen so far. I've done skincare. I've done my go-to makeup routine. I've done dining room, like where I like the serving platters and serving dishes I use. I've done hair care, body care, shampoo, like body care, body washes. I've done that section. So I'm slowly working on the sections that have all different stuff. But you can, if you ever wonder what I use or like my favorite candles, I did my favorite candles. So if you ever wonder what I use, what I recommend, I have it all on there and you can shop on there and right from my links. And
did you say cookware and stuff?
I have cookware. I have cookware. What else did I do? I'm going to start doing my home decor things. And then like for every holiday, I'll do like the different like, you know, gift guides and I'll do like all different stuff. And it's so easy and fun.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with it. So I've been working on my computer tirelessly. I'm going to have a pet section eventually. But as of right now, I have those things up there. But go over to my link tree. Sorry. Yeah.
Link in bio.
Go to link in bio and look, go to my
swipe
shop
up.
Go to my shop, my, and look through my page and buy some fun stuff. It's all recommendations, and you know, and you'll get a nice little shopping spree, and then and I'm gonna update it all the time. So just go over there and click that and help a sister out.
Very nice.
Shop my, shop or search my name on Shop My. What have you been doing? Okay. What have you been up to? How was filming? Are you done filming?
Yeah, bitch, we've been done filming.
When are you going back to Canada?
Oh, my God. I go back. Wait, so this weekend, I have to get ready for NCA because that's like the big cheer comp. It's one of the big cheer comps of the year. So that, I go to Houston next week. So I'll be in Houston. And then I go back to Canada. And I'm really nervous. I'm nervous.
For the ghost people?
Yeah, because the next one, it's just going to keep getting scarier and scarier. And I feel like ever since I went to this ghosty one, everything's been downhill. So did I bring a bad spirit back with me? Like, I don't know. But
oh, Mira.
Shit's going down. Shit's going down, Mira. So, yeah, the next one, I think we're doing a jail. Okay. Yeah, I'm scared. Have you seen Shia LaBeouf?
Wiling out in
Bitch,
New Orleans.
Wiling out in New Orleans. And I thought he had his shit together because I remember, you know, back in the day, he was like getting in trouble. He was always on TMZ. But now I'm feeling like he's just trying to have a good time. Like he's not spiraling out of control. He's just in New Orleans, wanted to be a normal guy, wanted to go out and have a good time. And he's just out there drinking a beer on the streets.
Yeah. Well, he apparently was not, he was a sober, he like got sober or something after some wild
right.
behavior. And now he's getting bombed again in the streets. You know what?
It doesn't look like it's mischievous. It just looks like he's trying to go out and have a good time. And also the fact that, like, he's being so nice to everyone. I mean, someone tried to, like, choke him. That's why he got arrested.
But, hey,
like,
choke him.
Yeah, you're seeing all the TikToks of, like, people in New Orleans. And he's being so nice to everybody. He's, like, hanging out with them, talking to them. I just really think he just wants to have a good time. So I guess he's not acting anymore.
No, remember when he... No,
we're not
going to
get any more
anymore.
Transformer movies?
Well, no, remember he said, I'm not famous anymore. He wore that paper bag over his head and said, I'm not famous anymore. Like, he didn't want people taking pictures of him. I'm going to start doing that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll trick the mind to pretend. I think he's wild. I like him. I think him and, what's her face? Amanda Bynes should start dating or hanging out. Or have a feature film together. As love interests.
I'm still waiting for her comeback, by the way.
She's coming back. I think she should open a nail salon.
I hope she should get
her shit together and open a nail salon. I have been.
Oh, and also there's a petition for next Super Bowl. We already said the Super Bowl is going to be on Valentine's Day, but there's a petition from the Backstreet Boys. They want to do a boy band halftime show.
With all the old school people.
I would love that.
Who would
that.
It be?
Backstreet Boys.
NSYNC.
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
O-Town? Are they up
O-Town,
there?
O-Town. LFO. Is that what they were called? LFO?
Aren't they all dead?
Are they?
Boys to Men? Do they count or that they're too old?
I think the 2000s. But then you could bring back... Yeah, you could bring back like all the girls. Like Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears. That would just...
Destiny's Child.
I would love all of
that. Wild Orchid.
That would be a great... Alanis Morissette. I mean, there's so many
options. There's not enough
room
on the stage. I think it should be Miley while we think about something else.
Didn't Miley do it already?
No, she's been fucking... Show up to work, bitch. Get to work.
Yeah, where is she? Where has she been?
But again, we talked about it. I loved what Baboni did, but it's like enough. We had boys like three years in a row. I don't want any more boys. We need female energy, mama.
Yeah, I want girl power next time.
Girl power. Did you know? Remember that chef Anne Burrell? That chef Anne, like Jenny's friend.
Yes.
Well, it just came out that they found a suicide note. A year later, they told everyone. I knew about that already, though.
Oh, we knew that already.
Yeah, but it was confirmed. But it's like, you know, with these news articles, I know it's no, like, you're all publicizing about it. Like, why can't we read the note?
Where's Nancy?
Oh, we'll get to that in a second. Why can't we, is it invasive? Like, if you're going to publicize it so much, might as well just put it out there or at least give us some context about why.
Let us know what the note says.
I'm not being insensitive. It's a horrible thing. Notably a horrible thing, and it's a private thing. But it is private. But it's not private because you're putting it on every major news network. At least give some insight to clear her name or to like something to lead up to it. It's like, you know, she was having marital problems or she was depressed.
Well, especially if you're well known like that,
like,
and you're like in the famous world, I feel like they leave the note to let everybody know. Like,
yeah, why?
Yeah.
So I think we should need a little context. Yeah. I mean, I am being nosy because that's my character as a gay man. But I do want to know just a little bit of like what it is, and maybe that if it could help someone, like, you know, see, be relatable. You know what I mean? Like saying, oh, that's how I feel too. So I think in a way it is helpful to kind of know what was going through these people's heads or like what drove them to it or something, so people can like feel connections somehow, and I can also find out what the fuck went down. Because I'm nosy.
Agreed.
I think there should be a website or an app where, like, and not even just like, not even with celebrities. If And I know, again, I'm not coming off insensitive. This is just, I'm saying what everyone else is thinking. You're on Facebook and someone says, someone from high school dies, right? And it's like, oh my God, what happened?
So many people from high school died.
What happened? Oh my God, what happened? And everyone in the chat, what happened? No one knows what happened. Like, and then it's like everyone wants to know what happened. And so not to gossip, but be like, oh, this, you know, it was the pills, or like, you know, they had, you know, a disease or like whatever it is. It's like fucking, it's like everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to know. It's like it's a group thing. Of course, you know, it's given the privacy, whatever, but it, you know, there should be an app that tells you that you can pay to find out how they died and what it was, just to give you me some peace of mind. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like with celebrities, it's like, you know, I can care less. I want to care about, you know, about from Cheryl from science class. Like, what happened to that bitch? What went down? Was it foul play? Was she a drug addict? Like, what was going on? So I think there should be an app where you can find out exactly right away, you know, maybe a paywall. I mean, that money can go to the charity of the whoever died.
It's happening.
Recently, there was a murder-suicide in the cheerleading world, the all-star cheer world. Yes, there was a competition in Vegas, and her daughter was doing all-star cheer, and she didn't show up for comp day, and the coaches and everybody was looking for them, like, what is happening? They did a wellness check, and the cops walked into their room, and the daughter was shot, and the mom was shot, and supposedly she left the note. So, like, what's going on there? It's so sad. Times are crazy.
That's sad. I wonder what it's horrific. Would do. I would probably be overwhelmed having to write the note. That seems like a lot to do when you're about to off yourself. Like, you know, have to write a whole fucking story. It's like I'd be stressed out and just end it early, halfway through the note, because I wouldn't feel like doing it anymore.
Would you address the Crusaders?
I would. That's what I was just about to say. Like, what would I detail? Would I have a comedic twist to it? I think if I was going to do it, I would have.
I think you would make it funny at the end.
I would make it funny at the end, and I would also have hidden. Mm-hmm. I would do hidden clues. I would do a scavenger hunt of things.
Oh, bitch! I don't have time for that.
But I'd make fun things that would go years beyond my passing. I would be like, okay, in the year 20, and I'd make things up like I was clairvoyant. I'd be like, in the year 2048. There's going to be
You would like predict the future?
Yeah, I would just like juice and then like say like the spooky things that don't mean anything, just to like make people be mind boggled throughout the rest of my life to always think about me. It would be a heavily intricate note. There'd be a lot going on there. I'd add coupon codes.
I would ignore fails. Your note. I'd be like, whatever. Yeah,
I
he
would
just
write,
wants people to talk about him.
I would do ultimatums. I would do ultimatums. I would confess things. I would do recipes, hidden recipes, that later on, and I'd bury stuff all around the house. It'd be a whole thing. I got to start planning now if I'm gonna do it anytime in the near future.
Mira, God forbid.
But we should probably put something about suicide prevention in here. If you're trying to harm yourself, there is help out there. Call 1-800.
Oh my God, yes, please don't do that.
Get some help. Go ahead and get some help.
Yes.
Or just go to my shop and spend money.
Yeah. Or come over to our house and we'll give you a hug and martinis and fries.
Okay, without further ado, where is Nancy? Where's Nancy?
She's dead in the desert.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I went on my live yesterday after you told me the information that we came up with. Why don't you tell everyone what we know? And how we know and why he's credible.
Okay, so I've been seeing TikToks of a lot of these mediums, you know, psychic mediums.
Yeah.
Trying to read Nancy. And they were saying, unfortunately, she's no longer with us. She died like day three. And she's been in the desert rotting. So my friend, my manager represents this guy named Jonathan. He's in Long Island. He's the medium, and he specializes in solving cold cases, missing persons, crimes. He worked on the Gabby Petito case, and he helped find Gabby. Okay, so he works on all of these cases.
Well,
he just doesn't get he just doesn't get recognition for it, which is so freaking weird. So I saw the TikToks of all the psychics saying, you know, Nancy's dead in the desert. She's been dead for weeks. And I sent it to him and I'm like, do you concur? Like, what is going on? Because he did say that he was going to work with the FBI and Nancy's family to try and find them. So I was like, what a coinkydink. And then he was like, yeah, unfortunately, she's definitely in a desert somewhere. So with all this information and all of the mediums saying the same thing, why aren't they going to the desert and try and find her?
I know. Well, the desert's huge, and she's probably under a cactus somewhere, which is sad news. I mean, the thing is...
But, like, what's the story? Who did it? What's going on? We have no details.
We need to know the details. I mean, I think that the family at this point...
Freaking wild.
Has to hope for the best, but, you know, it's not looking good for them, and I think they've come to terms with that. Just based on... Apparently, they know her health conditions. Like, she had to have... The medication that heart medications or whatever her medication she needs to live. They said that day one, the second she went missing, she needs her medication. And they left it back there, and she wasn't on that. So she, you know, in her heart machine, like no crook or criminal is gonna get enough fucking whatever. So that's what I always said. I thought she was dead from the beginning, and that.
People were extorting
the woman, the mother, the daughter for money. So I think all these ransom notes are all fake things, and it's horrible to fuck with someone. Those people need to rot in hell. The worst, the people that are using these vulnerable people for fucking money just to pretend that something's going on. Those are the ones that need to mm-hmm. be arrested and killed first, and then get the real murderers. But
amen.
It's not looking good. I mean, it's like how hard is it to find a woman? Like just and everything's all flatlands and desert in there. There's not like all like wooded areas and shit. It's all like desert and
well.
In
also, the conspiracy theorists are saying that this is a distraction from something bigger and crazier going on. I mean, if it's aliens at this point, just come over, just like show yourselves. I want to see the aliens.
Wait, what if it was an aliens that took her?
Oh. Maybe
because that's where it would happen. Isn't that where Recreation Zero is, or Patient Zero? What's that place called?
Area 51.
Area 51. Isn't that in Arizona?
No, I thought that was in Roswell.
Hey, New Mexico. Siri, where is Area 51?
The only option I found is Area 51 in Alamo, about 2,238 miles to your west.
Where's Alamo?
Isn't that military base? Is it Texas? Alamo, Texas.
Hey, Siri, what state is Area 51 in?
New Jersey.
The answer I found is Nevada.
I mean, Nevada. That's
Nevada.
Where it is. But I can see the aliens landing because that's like it's like a big flat area with like just sand. They can land their plane and just like and just go in there and snatch up snurbs.
No, yeah, I feel like they like the deserts.
Can you imagine? That's what I would, not for this poor woman, but it's like, that's what I want to see. I want to see an alien invasion and like, and them snatching bodies, snatching people up based on their bad behavior. And like, they can feel energy. Imagine we had criminals snatching.
I want them to take all the bad people.
Mm-hmm. Imagine we had they can just come over and just know who's bad and just start zapping them one by one. And they just do they can be clairvoyant. They can know if they're a bad person or they're about to murder or whatever.
Yes.
Or they did something bad.
And we would totally be safe.
Yeah.
We would 100% be safe.
Yeah. I would be shitting in the desert on a cactus.
But wait, but what if they zapped Billy and you didn't know that he was a secret serial killer?
Oh, but you know, I'm a sicko. I would love to get murdered by a loved one. Do you know what I mean? It makes me know that he really loved me. He's really passionate about me.
Yeah. What if he killed you and he said, you can't be with anyone else if I can't have you?
Oh my God. I would love it.
You would love that? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, Daddy, stab me.
My stomach's starting to hurt. Did I tell you I make my own candles now?
Yes, like 45 million times.
Well, I've been really good at it. And they burn. There's a smooth burn, sister. Did you see in the news? It was an Iowa college frat that got busted by the cops. And they were all in the basement. All in the basement.
Naked.
Naked. Tied to the poles and stuff like that. And the cops came and the kids all thought that it was part of the hazing. So they didn't say anything because they couldn't, like,
They were just standing there in the dark. It was freaking weird.
And I heard that that's from college people that that's a real fucking thing they do. They stand there for hours and then, like, they spray them with hoses and then they make them drink bottles of sriracha. Yeah,
absolutely not.
All this wild shit.
Like, why do you have to go through all that trauma and like harassment and literally torture just to be a part of a frat? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know either.
But what are the perks of being in a frat? Just to say you're in a frat?
It's kind of like, you know, you have to like prove your loyalty to the frat, I believe, and to say
goodbye.
You're part of the popular groups, and everyone got each other's back. So if you're in this frat, it goes beyond. I'm learning. It goes beyond just like their school experience. It's like connections later on, like with your frat brothers, like you know they're in it for life. So like, you know, job opportunities. Like my dad will help you out. If you know, if you're loyal to me, and like, you know, like, and like after everyone graduates, like in business, like it's like if people are in a frat together, they like have loyalty, and like it's like an honor thing, and it's also like, you know,
It's dumb, especially the hazing and shit. Like, let's be real, like we're torturing each other just to be a part of an organization.
But I don't think the girls
do.
I wish we had a girl from a frat that we can call and ask questions to right now.
Oh, I'm sure we have frat crusaders,
Or like sorority things. Now. So sometimes they have to do like wild stuff like streaking or like embarrassing things or illegal things. It's like, it's insane. But these cops went down there and they thought it was part of the thing. And it's just a funny video. Google like Iowa frat.
It's happening.
Now, Spooky, if you were in a frat, what kind of hazing rituals would you do?
Oh.
Would you like make everyone chug pickle juice?
Yeah, I would make
like,
everyone.
What would you, if you're the master, the pledge master lady, and you had to like have all these girls that wanted to be part of the Crusaders? Mm. That's the name of our frat.
Crusader frat.
Yeah,
I would have everyone wake up, and right away we have to have mimosas.
Yeah.
So we have mimosas, and we talk about our anxieties, and then and then you have to do shots of pickle juice throughout the day.
Right.
And then we all have to poop at the same time.
Oh, and in front of each other?
Yeah.
As like a team bonding exercise.
Well, yeah, like everyone has to be in a bathroom pooping. And then we all take naps together. And then we have martinis. And then we wake up and we have martinis and cheese fries.
Okay.
And Caesar salad.
Mine would be much more labor intensive. First of all, we're waking up and everyone needs to tidy up the house. I need everyone to make
that's
sure
not fun.
No, they'd be clean the house. Then I would have to have everyone do organizing. I would do organizing closets. I would do closet organization. I would make sure that everything is in its place with label makers.
I am not joining your frat.
I would make everyone,
unless I'm nesting,
go to the grocery store and get all of my supplies for me. I would make, and then walk Wiggles. They have to walk Wiggles and train. They have to train Wiggles until Wiggles can speak and learn how to do his things on his own. I would have them.
You're a freak.
Organize my skincare. I would have them. I would have them fill my candles at the candle making factory. I'd have them make candles for me. I would have them basically. Update my ShopMy with the new links. I would have them reach out to influencers to get my influencer scams going. I have so many things I can do. I need to get a team. I need to start hazing around.
You need
here.
An assistant.
I do need an assistant, but I can't pay them yet. And I wouldn't. There's too much that I need done. But if I had an assistant,
pay them with love.
I can probably take over the world. And people contact me all the time asking me to be their assistant. I feel bad because I can't pay them just yet. Until things get up and running. I can't wait to shit. I just want to tell everyone right now.
You have to go poops.
I'm gonna be fine. Did you see? So we talked about Jill Zarin last week getting thrown off the show for her rude comments.
Yes.
But now, which I thought should have happened anyway, they called in the big guns. Dorinder Medley is stepping in. She's confirmed to join the Golden Girls.
Dorinder.
Dorinder's coming in.
Are calling it Golden Girls?
Or Golden Life. But I don't know why they call it Golden Girls. It's probably taken the Golden Life.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you know what we're talking about, there's a new spinoff of New York Housewives, the original OG class of NY Roni Housewives. It's called The Golden Girls, Golden Life, and they're all living down in Florida. And it's just going to be like, you know, a 10-episode season of them living it up down there. And Dorinda's stepping in. Now, I just think that for the final straw, I think Bethany needs to just swallow her pride and her shit or whatever she's going through and just make it happen. I think she needs to join it because her banter with Ramona and Sonia is the funniest fucking thing ever. She's like, she says it like it is, and she's like, Ramona and Sonia are like the Dina. Ramona and Sonia are the Dina and Snooki. They're the meatballs of of Real Housewives of New York. They're the ones that are always drunk and messy and acting up and falling over on tables and
I'm classy.
Taking their boobs out. They are the ones like that. JWoww is probably Luann, if I had to say something. And Dorinda is...
Is Luann still sober?
Dorinda's Ron, I think. Dorinda's Ron. Dorinda's... I don't think she's sober. Maybe is she sober? I don't know. She knows she has a cocktail, an alcohol-free
liquor.
Remember,
she was doing a sober kick because she got in trouble.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But I don't know. Maybe she's having... I don't know. It doesn't matter. She's having fun, though. So Dorinda's coming back. I want Bethany to come back. Now, Bethany is, you know, she always brings it, tells like it is. So I think it'd be fun to have her back. And I think that's exactly the cast we need. I don't think we need Kelly Bensimone. She's fine, but she wasn't, like, my favorite. And I think if we could replace Bethany with...
I don't even remember that name.
Kelly Bensimone. She was, like, the model. Mm-hmm. Was married to the photographer.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But everyone else I remember.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. So that's kind of like things are finally healing. They're going to be filming it very soon. So gird your loins if you're in Florida. Be careful because there's going to be wild ladies in their 60s drinking and turning up on tables around there.
Very nice.
New show alert that I'm obsessed with and you'll be obsessed with. And it's bringing so many memories back. It's called Love Story. It's a new Ryan Murphy. Is it Ryan Murphy? It is Ryan Murphy. Love Story.
Oh, we like Ryan Murphy.
Love Story.
It's a love story. It's not spooky?
No, it's not spooky. Weird. It ends in trauma. It ends in tragedy. Love Story, the John F. Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Bessette story. Do you know about this?
No, I don't.
You don't know who they are?
I know John F. Kennedy and...
Jr.
Marilyn Monroe had a little
That's
flame.
His dad. That's his dad.
Oh.
So John F. Kennedy Jr., he was the it boy of the 90s. He was John F. Kennedy Jr.'s son. And... He was like, you know, the hottest bachelor in the world. And like, he was like, you know, living in New York City, living it up in the 90s. And I remember all of this because I was around that.
Were you friends with him?
I wasn't friends with him. No, but like I saw him out and I saw Carolyn out and the parties and stuff. So all these 90s things are coming back. And I'm obsessed with the show because they did such a good job with, you know, getting all the fashion right and all the stories and the places and stuff. So it's bringing back all these memories when I was just a budding queen running around terrorizing New York City. Going to all these like parties and like, you know, trying to get into places and just like and seeing all this fashion. And like, this is like right before Sex and the City came out. And it was just like, it's so good. It's on FX or Hulu or Disney. Basically, they, you know,
FX has the movies.
Famous couple. And, you know, they died tragically in a plane crash. He was flying the plane.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Wedding, Martha's Vineyard. Okay. It was him, his wife, and his wife's sister. And they went down and, it's a love story. They had tells all between them when they met at Calvin Klein until they died in the water at Martha's Vineyard. But it's like I'm obsessed with the fashion. So 90s is coming back in a big way. I mean, it has been a way, but this kind of 90s, it's like this kind of like DKNY. I mean, I'm telling you now, DKNY is going to have a resurfacing this year. All the 90s
and Coach.
Yes, Coach and DKNY.
Coach is coming back. I just bought two Coach sneakers.
Bobby Brown makeup.
I just love Coach.
Makeup. It's gonna be like all Tiffany's,
Bobby Brown.
Tiffany's bean
necklaces and the bracelets.
It's like it's all those like that those like luxe like nineties things. I can just tell already. It's that whole thing's gonna come back based on this show.
Wait, what streamer is it on? I want to watch it.
You're gonna love it. It's only 3 episodes out right now, and then it comes out on Hulu and Disney Plus.
Oh, I'm going to wait till the whole series is over because I like to binge.
Yeah, so 3 episodes are out now. If you haven't watched it, it is such a good story. It's so nostalgic, New York. It's filling my Sex and the City, original series Sex and the City, craving. It just brings back all the memories of all the restaurants and seeing all the sights and the fashion and, like, you know, the society. I'm obsessed with it right now, and I just want them all to be out already. But it's like the new show that's sweeping the nation. So if you haven't seen it already, make sure to click on the link in my Shop My and buy something.
Very nice.
Wow. Do you have anything else?
Well, this has been lovely.
This has been. You know, I was going to say the same thing. I was going to say the same thing.
We actually we have a ton of fan texts, but we'll get to that next episode. We'll focus more on the fan questions next week.
A full episode.
Yeah, but I got to go to Short Hills because I have to return my bag. I got this really cute bag that I wanted to wear for NCA from Louis, and I treated myself. But I wanted it to be like cute and small, like the small Speedy bags. But bitch, yeah. I got the smallest. It's micro. It's this big. I can't even fit my phone in it.
You didn't know that
I thought
it was
a little bigger. I want it like this big.
But it's like this big.
I can't even fit my phone in it.
You need to get a crossbody strap for that, because I know Spooky, I know Snooki, I know Dren, and I know it is a crossbody.
Oh, it is.
Oh, and Claudette. I was going to say, if it's a Speedy, just the top handle, that thing's going missing day one.
Yeah, well, Dren usually doesn't show up at the cheer comps.
Good.
But I just want it to be something like
that
cute.
One time?
Yeah, the one time.
When you yelled
it was in Nashville.
What was that guy's name from Third Eye Blind?
Nickelback.
Nickelback. That was funny. But yeah, and you were treating yourself to some diamonds this week as well. It's a treat yourself kind of week.
You know why? I had some updates with my cervical stuff, which I'm going to post my TikTok video today, because I was waiting to do an update because you guys were asking like what's going on. I was waiting to do the update till after I went to the oncologist. So I just went to the oncologist. So I was just in my feels and I was like, I want to treat myself because I'm dying. So,
well, you're not.
I got diamonds. Yeah, I'm not dying. Fine. Everything's fine. But I do have to do more procedures. But I was like, I'm going to go to the store and buy some jewelry.
My mom's dead. Can you get me something at Louis? I'll send you my list. I'm a passport holder. Get me a Louis Vuitton passport holder with a Paris stamp on it. Thank you. Well, everyone, chin up, panties down, girls. Everything's going to be just fine. Where's Nancy?
She's in the desert. Somebody go find her.
She's going to find her. And make sure to go. Please check out my shop, Mike. And if you're in the city tomorrow, please come to my event from 1 to 4.
Come to the event.
All the information's in my bio. Pico will be there. I need someone to watch my kid while I'm drinking. So do that. We'll smoke real cigs outside. And you can... you can change my diaper when I'm shitting from my smooth blue tea. Love you, girls.
Nice. Toodles, bitches.
It's happening.